More startling images find their way out of Syria. These two Syrians are about to face the fate of many others being beheaded at the hands of Al-Nusra Front, an Al-Qaeda branch in Syria that proudly posts similar executions almost on a weekly basis. Last week alone, they posted three executions, one for a Syrian army sergeant in Hasaka, another for a man and two women in Aleppo, and a third one in Idlib. These bearded men, who are carrying out God's punishment, as they call it, are part of the insurgency that the Saudi foreign minister was so eager to arm in statements he made with his US counterpart, John Kerry. The statements, however, got a strong and harsh response from Damascus. The Syrian Minister of Information, Omran Zobi, described the Saudi diplomacy as shaken by repeated victories of the Syrian army. He also said that such diplomacy does not represent the Saudi people and that it won't have any place in any political solution to the Syrian crisis. The Syrian official also stressed that the violence in Syria is perpetrated by Saudi Arabia by supplying weapons and funds to terrorists, and that Saud al-Faisal is responsible for shedding the Syrian blood. And not very far from all these killings, a group of Muslim clerics and scholars met in Damascus to issue a call for tolerance. A call to many seems out of context amidst religious and sectarian tensions spreading not only in Syria but across the region.
We're ignorant towards one another and we know little about each other. Our enemy is using this to infiltrate us using media outlets that it prepared years ago. The aim is for us to eliminate each other instead of our enemy doing this.
As days pass by, the Syrian crisis becomes more and more tangled. More militants, more weapons, and much more extremism. As a recipe for disaster, some would call it. A disaster that won't spare even those who stood behind it. But as the fighting goes on, many Syrians wonder where their country is heading for and what will their future be. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus.